Vulnerability, ego, and jealousy are but a few of the multitude of mixed emotions, attitudes, and beliefs that keep us from reaching out and bonding with others. What these psychological techniques do is to simply influence a person's natural state to emerge. We feel good when we give, when we love, and when we help. It's not about twisting someone's brain so that he does your unconditional bidding. It's about bringing the person's submerged desires to the surface. I'll begin by talking about a couple of different levels of interpersonal relations. At the core of all relationships, though, is mutual liking. No one will be attracted for any length of time to someone whom he doesn't like and respect. If you want to be successful in life, you often need to get cooperation from other people. And the number one rule for getting people to do what you want is to get them to like you. Getting anyone to like you is the fundamental concept of this program. What are those elusive traits and qualities that arouse feelings of friendship and likability in a person? You'll discover that they're not elusive at all. In fact, they can be reduced to a simple formula that will help you to develop a natural chemistry with anyone. The fact is, we like or dislike a person based upon a strict set of mostly unconscious processes. It doesn't happen by chance, but the reality that we're unaware of the process makes it seem as if it occurs without much rhyme or reason. Nothing could be farther from the truth. There are 9 psychological laws and phenomena that affect, influence, and even alter what we think of someone so you can get anyone to like you. The first is called the Law of Association. I'll explain it briefly. By pairing yourself with a pleasurable stimuli, another person will begin to associate you with this feeling. Studies have shown that if you were planning your vacation, for instance, you would associate those favorable feelings with whoever was around you at the time, and you would subsequently like the person more. Conversely, research in this area shows us that when you have a stomach ache, for example, those around you become unconscious victims of circumstance, and you tend to like them less. Of course, there's more to liking than just this pairing of a pleasant stimuli with a person, but it can generate powerful feelings, either good or bad, toward you. So if you want to be liked by a person, try talking to him when he is in a good mood or excited about something. These feelings are anchored and associated with you, and this person will then come to have positive feelings toward you. The second way to get someone to like you is through repeat exposure. The old adage, familiarity breeds contempt, is commonly accepted, but interestingly enough, it's not true. In reality, it's the opposite. Numerous studies conclude that the more you interact with someone, the more he or she will like you. According to a recent study, repeated exposure to any stimuli, in this case a person, leads to a greater appreciation and liking as long as the initial reaction is not negative. This is true of anything, a person, a place, or even a product. The greater the exposure, the more positive the response. This is why companies sometimes advertise just a picture of a product or its name without any specific features or benefits of using the product. They don't need to tell us how wonderful it is, only remind us of it. By simply being around more, you will actually grow on a person. Sometimes we make the mistake of trying to appear mysterious or unavailable to someone, but in doing so, we diminish our number of interactions. Studies conclude that we become friends with and tend to like more those who are physically nearest to us because of this increased level of interaction. The third psychological tactic for getting anyone to like you is based on the law of reciprocal affection. Countless studies and common sense have established that we tend to like more those who like us. When we find out someone thinks well of us, we in turn are unconsciously driven to find him or her more likable as well. Therefore, you want to let your target person know that you like and respect him, if indeed you do. The fourth way to get someone to like you is to be similar to that person. In fact, it's not true that opposites attract. We actually like more those people who are similar to us and who have similar interests. We may find someone interesting because of how different he is from us, but it's the similarities and commonalities that generate mutual liking. Like attracts like. When you speak to this person, talk about what you both enjoy and what you have in common. How someone feels about you is also greatly determined by how you make her feel about herself. You can spend all day trying to get her to like you and to think well of you, but it's how you make her feel when she is around you that makes the difference. Have you ever noticed how nice it is to be around someone who is complimentary and sincerely kind and warm? Conversely, have you ever thought about how annoying it is to spend 5 minutes with the person who's always finding fault with everything and everyone? These people seem to drain the life right out of you. Being a person who makes people feel good will go a long way toward their finding you quite likable. Just as we tend to like someone who shares our interests, we are also unconsciously driven to like a person when she appears as we do. This means that when someone makes gestures the way we do, or uses words or phrases as we do, we tend to find him likable. In this way, you're building rapport. Here are two powerful tips for establishing rapport. First, match posture and movements. For instance, if someone has one hand in his pocket, you put your hand in yours. If he makes a gesture with his hand, after a moment and without being obvious, you casually make the same gesture. Another way to build rapport is to match speech. Try to match his rate of speech. If he's speaking in a slow, relaxed tone, you do the same. If he's speaking quickly, then you begin to speak more rapidly. Another way to get someone to like you is to let him do a simple favor for you, making sure that it's not done out of a sense of obligation. This creates an unconscious motivation for the person to like you more and generates kind and warm feelings towards you. Often, in our attempt to get someone to like us, we make the mistake of doing nice things for him. And while he may appreciate your kindness and think you're a nice person, it doesn't make him like you more, even though you may be viewed as more likable. What you want is for him to have kind feelings toward you, not to just believe that you are a kind person. This is accomplished by him doing for you, not by you doing for him. Seeing someone you admire do something stupid or clumsy will make you like him more. So, if you want to be seen as more likable, be human. Do something embarrassing and smile at yourself. Don't try to ignore it or pretend it didn't happen. Self-deprecating humor is a terrific way to ingratiate yourself with anyone. When you show others that you don't take yourself so seriously, it makes them feel closer to you and want to be around you. Nobody likes a show-off or a person who is so consumed with himself and his image that he needs to pretend that he is perfect. We tend to like and gravitate toward those who are not self-absorbed and egotistical. Showing that you can laugh at yourself makes you infinitely more approachable and likable. Finally, if you want anyone to like you, you need to have a positive attitude. We all seek, like, and admire those who have a positive, happy outlook and perspective on life. Why? Because that's what we all want. And seeing this desirable spirit in others makes us like them more. Like confidence, a positive attitude toward life will help to turn you into a superhuman magnet for attracting people and getting anyone to like you. But wait a minute, doesn't misery love company? Actually, it does. Miserable people like to be around others who are just as annoyed with life as they are. But this quality does not make them like these people more. Someone who feels miserable enjoys commiserating and complaining with another miserable individual. But the minute he's in a good mood, he will abandon the toxic, annoying person. He seeks solace with somebody who feels as he does, but when he no longer feels that way, he will instantly leave this relationship. This is because he never liked the person. At least for this similarity, he enjoyed only the shared attitude. I've talked about the tactics for getting anyone to like you. Now let's explore how to get anyone to find you irresistibly attractive. While we all have different physical preferences, the tactics I'll discuss will greatly help you to maximize your assets, and in most cases, override another person's basic idea of what he finds attractive. How can this be done? Well, have you ever dated someone who was not even close to your type? Why'd you do it? Because he or she enacted these laws, most likely unwittingly, and you found that person simply irresistible. Although the strategies I'll mention are especially designed for romantic interest, it should be said that we rarely find attractive those whom we don't like. So, if you fold into your game plan the tactics I just discussed for getting anyone to like you, then you'll have an unstoppable overall strategy. The first tactic for getting someone to find you irresistibly attractive is to engage in an activity with this person where emotional arousal is high. This single tactic will be responsible for getting you more dates than any outfit or high-powered job ever will. It's a foundation of human behavior that when our body produces adrenaline, feelings of attraction to those present and sexual desire often result. Adrenaline, produced through any state of heightened arousal, fear, excitement, exercise, generates and intensifies passionate feelings. Anytime a person is aroused, such as with scary movies, amusement park rides, or even physical exercise, his arousal will in part be attributed to whomever he is with. In effect, the excitement he feels gets unconsciously translated into sexual desire and arousal. The next time you see a couple who appears to be aesthetically mismatched, ask where they met. Chances are good that they met under circumstances where arousal was high, maybe at the gym, or while one person, usually the better looking of the two, was apprehensive, nervous, or excited about something. Youth is often deemed to be a factor of physical attractiveness, but the good news is that you don't necessarily have to look young, but merely appear young. Even something as seemingly innocuous as posture and how a person walks play a powerful role in how youthful we judge him. Walking styles definitely influence physical attractiveness. People react more favorably to those whose walking style seems youthful than to those who seem elderly, regardless of the actual age or sex. What exactly determines youthful posture and gait? Flexibility. Observe a small child and note how flexible she is in comparison to an elderly person. Yoga will greatly improve your flexibility and will make a dramatic difference in your overall posture, walking style, and how attractive others perceive you. Did you know that gazing into a person's eyes can actually make the individual fall in love with you? That's the conclusion of numerous studies on attraction and romantic love. In one particular experiment, two opposite-sex strangers were asked to gaze into each other's eyes for 2 minutes. This study concluded that the act of simply looking into another's eyes for only a few moments was enough to produce passionate feelings for each other. To make use of this tactic, when you have a conversation with this person, look him directly in the eyes when speaking and listening. Most of the time, we sort of gaze generally at a person's face or divert our glance when in conversation. By looking into his eyes while speaking with him, you engage this psychological phenomenon without being obvious. Here's a tactic to use if your own beauty is limited, as it'll allow you to be seen initially as much more attractive than you might otherwise appear. A study correlating self-esteem and attraction showed that a woman who is introduced to a man will find him more appealing if her own self-esteem has been temporarily injured. While you wouldn't want to go out of your way to make someone feel bad about herself, should you become aware that this person has recently had a rejection, you should know you would appear to be more attractive to her than if her self-esteem were in high gear. This law is what's responsible for the good rebound effect, whereby a person finds herself fast.